It's time for this week's local youth sports beat on Connect FM, a wrap-up of the District 9 baseball and softball playoffs from the past week. Going back to last Wednesday in the 3A District 9 baseball championship, Brookville fell to Carnes City 8-6. In the 4A title game, it was Clearfield beating Punxsutawney 4-3. The Bison scored all four of their runs in the fourth inning, and that was Clearfield's fourth District 9 4A championship in the past 6 years. In softball action last Wednesday in Class Single A, DuBois Central Catholic was an 8-1 winner over Elk County Catholic. Lady Cardinals pitcher Riley Kobetsky struck out 14 in that game, gave up only one run on 5 hits. And at the plate, Lily Davidson and Lily Sachs each drove in 2 runs for DCC. In Class Single-A softball, Kerwinsville shut out Northern Potter last Wednesday 3-0. Addison Seiple pitched a one-hitter, striking out 16 for the Lady Tide. In a Class 2A matchup, Brockway beat Keystone 11-9. Elizabeth Meyer scored 3 times and drove in 3 runs for the Lady Rovers, and Ella Wrights also drove in 3 for Brockway. Moving to Thursday in District 9 baseball action in the 5A semifinal sub-regional, DuBois shut out Alderdice 1-0 as pitcher Noah Farrell threw a no-hitter. He struck out 14. The Lone Beavers' run came in the third inning when Walker Thomas crossed the plate on a passed ball. In the Class Single-A semifinal game on Thursday, Elk County Catholic beat DuBois Central Catholic 3-2. It was the first time since 2019 that it was determined the Cardinals would not play in the District 9 championship game. In the Class 2A baseball semifinal, Kerwinsville fell to Manitow 5-3. Monday, Memorial Day, was a championship day. In baseball, the D9 1A championship game went to Elk County Catholic 5-2 over Clarion. Matthew Gilmore earned the pitching win for the Crusaders. He drove in 3 of ECC's 5 runs as well. In the D9 4A sub-regional baseball championship on Monday, Somerset of District 5 nipped Clearfield 6-5. In the 5A sub-regional championship game on Memorial Day, DuBois was a 9-2 winner over Meadville of District 10. Maddox Clark drove in 3 of the DuBois runs. And moving to softball championship action on Monday in the D9 Class A championship game, DuBois Central Catholic nipped Kerwinsville 1-0. In the D9 2A championship matchup, Brockway beat Cranberry 10-7. The Lady Rovers won their District 9 championship for the first time in 24 years. In the D9 3A championship on Monday, St. Mary's was a 9-7 winner over Carnes City. That was the fourth straight District 9 title for the Lady Dutch. The D9 4A softball championship went to Punxsutawney. They were a 13-8 winner over Clearfield. Then Tuesday in softball playoff action in the 5A sub-regional championship, DuBois got past Mifflin County of District 6 10-7. Addison Lilja smacked 4 hits for the Lady Beavers, including a pair of doubles, and she drove in 4 runs. Her teammates Abby Calgren and Elliot Brewer each added 3 hits. Coming up today in a 3A sub-regional championship game, St. Mary's will be playing Hickory of District 10. Also today in Class 4A, the Lady Chucks of Punxsutawney play in the sub-regional championship game against District 5 champ Somerset. And in the PIAA baseball and softball playoffs next week in 5A baseball, the DuBois Beavers take on either Montour or Thomas Jefferson. In Class 1A baseball, the Crusaders of Elk County Catholic will face either Western Beaver or Sarah Catholic. In 1A softball, DuBois Central Catholic plays either Claysburg Kibble or Juniata Valley of District 6. And in 2A softball, Brockway will face either Brentworth or Neshannock when the PIAA playoffs begin next week.